Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the untamed journey of womanhood. Here, we tell the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, inspiring others to do the same.
From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we share triumphs, challenges, and the beauty of self-discovery. These are the stories of women blazing their own trails, breaking free, and blooming unapologetically.
Join us to connect, be inspired, and celebrate the power of women's stories. Together, let's rewrite the rules and embrace our wildness.
You look great, green.
That's like one of my best colors. I'm red. Green and red.
Right, what, red. You know what? Like, are you like a summer, autumn?
I think I'm Jewel Town.
Jewel, yeah.
I think I'm Jewels. So. But I think like the greens have to be a little, like, I don't look great hunter green. I look better in like, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I probably need to do the quiz to figure out exactly.
Yeah.
But like bright reds are better than maroon. So maybe I'm not emerald tone. Maybe I'm not jewel tones. Yeah. Maybe I'm more just, I don't know, whatever those colors are, red, greens. Primaries, I don't know. Turquoise is really great on me. Bright green. Red, but like other colors, like light pink seems to like really not be a great, I don't know. I wear light pink, but I you know, some of those colors aren't as like, don't play with my skin tone as much. I can't wear a peachy color at all.
Really?
Oh, it makes me look like I'm going to die any minute.
I'm actually going to leave all of this in. I think this is important. So hello, everyone. Welcome to the pod.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley.
Just talking about our colors. I think it's important. So this is, you're going to start listening and be like, did she forget to edit this? No, I didn't. But why cut out this content?
We typically talk a lot before we start.
Totally. I usually cut it out because it's usually wildly inappropriate. But today's was good. I think I'm really curious to see what color I am. The problem is I am a bit of a Leo narcissist, if you will. And I'm like, God, I look good in every color. Like when you were talking, I'm like, what don't I look good in? I'm not a fan of wearing red. I don't know if I look bad in red. I just don't like wearing red.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine there's probably colors that you gravitate towards.
But that's not, doesn't necessarily mean it's your, like what you should be wearing.
Well, listen, I bought a dress in that peach color for my daughter's wedding. And it wasn't until I got the pictures back that I was like, I should never do that again.
What did I do?
That's awful, that color on me versus another vibrant color that I know looks good on me.
Yeah.
And so I chose that because that was part of her colors. And her, but I would have been better. Her other color was navy. I should have just got navy. I look really great in navy.
Yeah.
I just still, I found that dress. I liked it. I thought it was beautiful. Yeah. But when I looked at the pictures, I was like,
yeah,
you look like you are really sick.
Yeah.
In that picture. Like I just didn't look healthy and it made my, it just really like
washed
me completely out. And so
I think it's, you've seen those before and after. So people do dress in the color they're supposed to be wearing. And it's like,
they're amazing. Whoa. It's a huge change. Yeah.
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 I feel like.
And they also thought they looked good in those other colors. Yeah. So I feel like we're in the same boat as everybody where you're like, I don't look bad in these colors.
Right. Yeah.
But and I like that shirt. But then when you compare it, it's in the comparison is where the like aha moments come.
What is interesting is that I used to never wear gold jewelry because I was like, ew, gold, hate it. I look way better in gold jewelry than I do silver.
Yeah. And that's the other thing they tell you, right? Is like, which tote of joy do you look better in?
Yeah.
I don't look good in gold.
And you look really good. You look really good in silver.
Yeah. I meant to wear silver.
Yeah.
And so I buy gold sometimes, you know, some of the fakey stuff. And I'll be like, oh, I want a little a cute gold chain to wear. Yeah. And I'll wear it like 3 times and go, yeah, nope, not me.
Yeah,
doesn't totally. Look good.
Yeah, it's just so interesting.
I've just stopped. All of my jewelry is silver.
Yeah.
I've just and stopped.
Same. I got all, yeah. I have all gold now. I have some earrings that have like silver, like connectors or whatever. Right, but right, right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah. So take the quiz. There's plenty of apps out there, y'all. Yeah. Public service.
Or find your local gal that does yeah. it. There are so many local that will do like color swatches, will do photos for you.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize there was local people that did
it. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Our friend Shay of the show, she went and got her son.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, nice. I was like, whoa, that's awesome. Because like she'll give you pictures of like the colors like draped over you.
Right.
And it's like, whoa, you big can difference. Really see the difference.
That's
so
cool. That's cool. Of yeah. course there's an artist out there this week.
Of course.
A color specialist.
Of course.
Why would I even doubt that?
Yeah.
And our artistic friend Shay found it.
Exactly.
Right.
Will you hold up Willie so everyone can see Willie? If you're listening, check us out on YouTube to see Willie.
This is our new puppy, Willie.
He's the sweetest boy. He's eating everything right now.
He's wanting to bite everything and everybody, so we're trying to train him not to. And we just heard him in the bathroom chewing on a tiny little piece of plastic that he found. We have to put everything up because he's just in that phase. He's 9 weeks old.
Wow. As
of Friday. So he just turned 9 weeks old. And we love him. He's going on big adventures already. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big Willie style.
Big Willie. We call him Big Willie because he was the biggest of his litter. Although he looks really tiny, he was the biggest of all of them by a large margin.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be he's a mini schnauzer, but he's going to be a big mini.
Wow.
So. Well, we adore him.
Welcome, Willie.
And daddy's off to work, so he can't be left alone. So he's with us.
He's like a baby. Well, we are
excited.
Yeah. Launching something that, something we've never done before in the pod.
No.
And we are well within our year of being podcasters.
Yes.
And so we are going to do an 8-week series. And can you tell us a little bit about the series we're going to do?
So the series, let me pull up my notes here so I can make sure I get this correct. The series was inspired by the Optimist podcast is Jake Hurwitz. And I saw him on socials, on Instagram, a little snippet that he did. And it was a series where I think a coach had asked him to write down 300 things he wanted to accomplish in his lifetime. And he was like, similar to what you and I would be like, sure, no big deal. And then you get to about 30 things. And then you realize that your brain starts to shut down. Like your imagination can't seem to zoom out that far and really think about things. And so he ended up, I listened to his podcast on it, and he ended up using like asking friends and ChatGPT to help him at times when he got stuck to make new lists of things that he could do. And picked and chose, you know, and he goes, it was a very cool exercise in that one, it showed me how many things I really had already done.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things that people suggested that were on their list, he was like, oh, done that. So it was a really cool exercise. And he's like, it just really forced him into a very creative space. And then it ended up after it all got after he got 300 things together, it ended up being in about 8 different categories.
Yeah. Do you want to read the categories?
We can name the categories. It was 8 different categories: adventure and travel, wealth, lifestyle and legacy, creative projects and artistic expression, career and creative work, relationships, love and family, health and fitness, spirituality, soul and inner work, and connection and community. Now, he was very clear to say these were his categories, but I thought those were general enough that most everybody could probably fit into that realm. But during this exercise, feel free if you find that you need a different category or you would like to swap a category out based on what you want. And what spawned this is that I was having a conversation with one of my daughters who, through marriage in becoming a mom, feels very lost in herself, right? Feels very disconnected from self. And I definitely experienced that during motherhood. I think depending on what type you are in this world, it's easy to do if you're a caregiver. It's easy to lose self. And so this exercise, he says, has a few rules. Okay. And one of them I think is great is that it has to be 300.
Yeah.
Because you have to push yourself past that boundary of your own self-limiting thoughts.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great.
Totally.
The second one was what he experienced is that he printed it as a poster.
Yeah.
So his call to action was that, hey, the first 20 people that say anything to me on this pod, show me their list. I will print it for you for free.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cost much to get it printed. Yeah. You know, you can go get it printed in different places. You could just print it on several pieces of paper and post it up on your own corkboard. You know, you don't have to spend a bunch of money and make a big poster. The cool thing was, is that he then framed it and put it up in his house.
Yeah.
In a place that a lot of people saw it.
Yeah.
And one of his items was to have a big 30th birthday party. And he did. And all of his friends saw it and thought it was really cool. And he ended up manifesting several things on the list through putting it up and having a conversation with people. So one of the rules is share it.
Yeah.
Share your list. Share your list with as many people as you can and who know you. You don't have to boast about it, but share it because you may know people who can help facilitate these things on your list that otherwise, had you not had this discussion. So it does then promote conversation and community amongst the people that you are around.
And truly, it encourages people to live their life to the fullest. Like, I think that's what's so beautiful about it. It's like, okay, why are we sitting around? We both want to go do this thing. Let's go do it.
Right. And he said, take as long as you need to make the list. Okay. It shouldn't feel like, and this was great advice. Sarah gave me great advice for those of us that, and it's not you and I, obviously we are very much our own energy source, but if you're a projector or a manifester or reflector in the human design world, these people don't have their own energy source. And she reflected to me that my daughter might be struggling because she's a projector. It's really hard for them to look inward and giving them a to-do list.
Yeah.
You know, this may feel like a to-do list.
Versus if you break it down by category, and then if you have an idea throughout your day, go ahead and throw it. Put it on your phone. That's what I did.
Yes. My daughter, that this is pertaining to, loves to make lists. So this would be perfect for her to continue to add to the list. And then when there's a time that she has some free time to herself to do something she might enjoy, she can refer the list. But it's not something, and he is very clear to say, this is not something that you have to do.
Right.
It's not a completion task.
Right.
It's kind of a map of your life. What the things that you want to experience and what you would like to experience and how you would like to experience it. So if you ever feel lost, disconnected, disjointed, that this is kind of a roadmap.
Like a come back home.
Come back home, a checklist. Yeah. And it could be changing, ever changing. And I just thought it was a really powerful tool. And one that 5 years ago, I don't think I could have filled out for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a number two in Enneagram and all that stuff.
Let's get into it. So the first category is adventure and travel.
Yes.
You are a Sagittarian, and I know you just said that before you might not have been able to do this. So when you approached this category, what were some things that you immediately were like, this is going to be easy? And what were some things that you were like, oh, wait, this is harder for me? Like, before we get into the specifics, you know.
It was interesting.
Okay.
Immediately, I went to my husband and said, we should do this together. Isn't that funny?
Classic.
That was my original. I, as a number two, wanted to connect it with somebody. I wanted it to be in service with somebody else.
Yeah.
I was already trying to connect it to another person instead of staying in my solitude.
Yeah.
And not that I won't. Some of it is like, I want to have a girls trip to Mohican, right? Like, I want to go and float with a bunch of girls. It's not that these tasks are alone, but I needed to come up with them alone.
Yes.
And immediately, my old self popped up and was like, I should do this with the man I love.
Yeah.
And not do it for myself. Yeah. Right. I was already projecting it onto doing it with somebody else instead of it being 100% about me.
It's interesting because we're both number twos, but the way we approach is so different because I did my list, sent it to my husband, and then thought, oh no, I bet he wouldn't want to do half of these. Like, I still had that moment of like, I sent a list of things that I wanted to do that I think he would hate all of these. Oh, that's not nice. Like, that's I feel really bad about that. That's not how unfolded. But like, it's interesting that it's that worry of like, well,
I need to include them, right? Like the twos want to be included in their world. They don't want to be shut out. And so I immediately was wanting to include him. And then
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I was like, wait. The whole purpose of this is for me to come up with things that I want to do independent of thinking of my children, of my husbands, of my loved one, of Willie, of my responsibilities. Like, just let your imagination run wild for you. What lights you up inside? For me, for travel as a Sagittarian, almost every TikTok video I see that's about travel, I'm like, oh, I want to go there. Oh, I want to do that. I could add to this list.
Yeah.
Forever.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm in for any new experience. I don't love going to the same place over and over again as a Sagittarian. There's some of that that I could get used to taking the kids and having some ritual around it. But really, I get bored pretty quickly of the same place every time. So I'm not one of those people that are like, we go to this place and this beach every single year for vacation. And that's the only place we travel. It's just not me.
Yeah.
I want all new adventures. And sometimes that's stressful, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're internationally traveling and you don't speak the language. It can get real stressful.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of mental energy to do that. But it is part of what I think I like about it. So what about you?
I immediately was...
Was it hard?
Kind of. Because I haven't been a lot of places.
Yeah.
So I've been on a cruise before internationally, and I went to Costa Rica for work, which I literally worked the whole time. I have not traveled for funsies to a different country to do anything other than the cruise.
Yeah.
And I obviously not drinking now. A lot of things that I would have done in the past are things not what I would do now. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because drinking wise and drinking culture, there's like, I would have said Ibiza, you know what I mean? Like, right. I would have like party in Ibiza, but like, that's not something now that on this list of 37 or 36 things for the first category, I didn't think of. And, you know, knowing that we were going to do this as an 8-part series and knowing we were going to talk about each category and what we were going to do, I thought like, I don't just want to write something down.
Right.
I want to be thoughtful of like what I truly, truly want to experience versus just put something down.
Yeah.
So it took me longer than I thought it was going to.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It did. And it took me days. And then I told Amanda I revamped mine yesterday. And a little bit this morning, mostly because mine were all big international things. And I did want to have some on there that were more locally and regionally. You know, when they say explore your backyard, you'll be so surprised what you find.
Yeah.
I think that's true. And I think we think travel needs to be, but really you can jump in the car and find so many really cool spots within a drive of us in the, you know, 4-state area around us.
Yeah.
So I revamped it to include some of that.
Yeah.
And part of it is like, I like to be able to achieve things. That's just me. And I'm like, if I make this list, I want to be able to check some shit off, you know? And so if you're one of those people, make sure that your list, there are things that are big and small. And what I realized is that mine were all like big, expansive, $10,000+ lists. Like these would be really expensive trips to take. And I'm like, that's not really going to be very reasonable. When you think about, I'm 53 years old now, I might travel for another 25 years. And so there's 38 big trips. Like most people can only really feasibly, if we're really, really do one. And mostly one every 4 or 5 years is really what most people experience, right? So I kind of narrowed it back down to the big ones were things that I really like have always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then I I revamped the last bit of them are all ones that can be, that are very cool, but within a day's drive of here.
Read your first six.
Okay.
I want to know them.
Okay. Excuse my glasses here for a minute. I want to float down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon.
Love that.
Yeah, there's all these things, but there's 7 or 10 days, no cell phones at all. Like, you literally have no devices for 7 to 10 days.
Love that.
I think I would be in heaven. So that's number one. The Great Wall of China. I really want to see the Great Wall of China. And then while I'm in China, I want to go, and I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's the Zangenji. Gajaji, maybe, National Forest. It's what inspired Avatar, the movies.
Yeah.
Floating rocks.
Yeah.
That's that place.
Okay.
And it scares the bejesus out of my husband because literally the hikes are like upstairs and on cliffs. And I'm like, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I so want to go see it. It looks like to be the most magical place on earth.
Yeah.
Me. That was definitely one of them. I would like to go to the Himalayan mountains. I would love to do some sound bathing training in the Himalayan mountains. That's really, and just be in that general vicinity with people. I just think that would be a really cool experience. I would really love to go to Thailand and care for the elephants at the elephant
sanctuaries
in Thailand. I think elephants are maybe one of my spirit animals. That's an absolute for me.
Yeah.
And then, I would like to either buy you can buy these, there's a certain name for them. It's a boat. And I know this is going to, no, but I would like to have one for a short period of time. They cost around 50 grand. And it's literally a houseboat that you can live on that is seaworthy enough to come through all the Great Lakes, because you can go through the Great Lakes connect through rivers and channels. And then you come down the Mississippi and then you go around the East Coast all the way back up.
Wow. That would be awesome.
It takes 6 months to do it.
Yeah.
I desperately want to do it.
Yeah.
Desperately.
That sounds
so amazing. And my husband is like, absolutely yes. I'm like, I don't care who flies out to join us for certain legs.
Yeah.
I you know, people can fly in and out. We can be in a city to pick people up. But having that experience of just slowly making your way through these places and being able to stop and staying for however many days you want at a certain spot. And if you choose to stay for a few extra days because you've discovered a real gem of a place, you can. That to me seems like the ultimate fun, where you have a floating home that is yours and you're not going from place to place and having to deal with being a different spot.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do 6 months of travel like that.
Yeah.
I need a route.
Yeah.
I need something that sort of anchors me, and the boat would be that.
Totally.
And I think that would be really magical. So,
I love that.
Those are my top six.
Okay. I did not do mine then as like most to least wanting.
I didn't either. I just picked out. You don't have to read them, but
I'm going to read down mine.
Okay.
It'll make it easier for my brain.
Perfect.
You're not going to be shocked by any of these. Okay. Hike part of the Appalachian Trail.
It's on mine as well.
Hike part of the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail.
Oh.
Which my favorite book and movie, Wild, was inspired for the PCT.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do that for a very long time. Okay. Appalachian Trail is closer though.
Yeah.
So
within a day's drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I just put part because I would like to say I want to hike the whole trail. I've read
Doesn't
many
that
things.
Take months?
It's not about the time. It's about the different terrains.
Yeah.
Like, my ass is not hiking through bears during bear season. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, and in California, like the Swiss Alps.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying to everyone, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I do cosplay as an outdoorsy kind of gal. I like it enough.
Right.
I love hiking, but I'm not dumb. So
you're not ready to put your life on the line to be out there.
No. So although I would love to do huge chunks of those trails, I'm not going to say the full thing because that's not realistic.
Yeah.
Hike the Grand Canyon. You want to float? Mm-hmm. I want to hike it. see the cherry blossoms in Japan. So I want to go to Japan really badly. I love the culture. I love the kitschiness of all of their things. I love the tech. I love the Hello Kitty cats, boba tea, which is all these.
This is totally you. This is 100% you.
I mean, can you imagine me there, like in a Hello Kitty outfit, like with like a boba tea, just like living my best life?
Yes.
So there's two parts of going to Japan that really light me up. And one is the nature and the trees and the hiking that you can do there. Yeah. And the other is just like the culture. So 4 was see the cherry blossoms in Japan, but 5 was drink boba tea in Tokyo and go to a cat cafe.
That sounds like you.
There.
Eating ramen in a back alley.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to do that. Yeah. And then the 6th one was visit a Buddhist monastery. I didn't see where.
Yeah.
But I just would like to go see an actual Buddhist monastery.
Yeah. We'll do that when we go to the Himalayan mountains.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's any of those.
I love that. No, none at all. None at all. But I, you know, the whole point of this series is to break this down, to make this seem really plausible to people, because I think it can feel very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Right. And we want you to play. This is playful.
Yeah.
Right. And immediately, when we started talking about some of this stuff with San, I have such an analytical fucking brain.
Yeah.
Like my brain immediately was going like, I don't think that's reasonable. I don't think we could do that. I don't. He goes, play.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
Like shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
And not have it be about practicality. The practicalities of your life may never let you get to these things. Well, and that's okay. But it's fun to dream. It's fun to dream big and be like, I can imagine myself in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Right? I can imagine myself as the you know, at the park, right? I can imagine myself on the Great China Wall. Like, I can imagine myself going to these places and having these big adventures. And why not?
And you never know what kind of experience or opportunity pops up. Yeah. Someone says, hey, like, I got tickets for work to go to a convention in Tokyo. Would you want to go? And then suddenly you're like, yeah. And I have dreamed of what I would do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It opens the universe to pathways.
It's manifesting at its basic level, really, at the end of the day. Totally. Imagine yourself in it. Imagine yourself really in that space, what you would, down to the details, right?
Yeah.
I love the fact that you were like, can you imagine myself in a Hello Kitty outfit with a boba tea? Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine what you would wear. What would I pack for that outfit? Yep. What would I need? And I think that exercise alone can generate so much excitement in the body. Like, allow yourself to be excited about it.
Totally.
And not like I started down the road of the practicalities of it. You know?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't think of one single practical anything of any of these. And honestly, when you said to me in the gym, I redid some of mine because I realized how I was like.
It's only because I want to check them off.
I know, but it's just funny. That's why this is interesting, is the approach is so. Yeah. Everyone's going to do it differently. What are your next few?
I'm going to I'm going to give you the ones that I thought were more practical.
Okay.
So the ones that I came up with that I really wanted to. Like, I have Glacier National Park in Montana, Grand Teton National Park. There's a lot of national parks in mine. I love parks. Girl camping and floating down the Mohican State Park River, which is close to us here in Ohio. A weekend getaway at Hocking Hills, also in Ohio. New River Gorge hiking and whitewater rafting in West Virginia.
Yeah.
The Blackwater Falls State Park in West Virginia. Sounds so beautiful.
Yeah.
Part of the Appalachian Trail. All the way down to, there's an Ohiopyle State Park in Pennsylvania. That has natural water slides.
So fun.
Sounds like a blast, right? Yeah, like, totally. That's a girl's weekend easy, right? To go and hike and find those and be able to slide down those natural slides. How much fun would that be, right?
So fun.
Go see our friend Kevin's Lake up in Canada was one of them. Take the boat up and go on a day in Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Go downhill mountain biking at Snowshoe, West Virginia.
That sounds like a...
They have beginner courses. So just think about the green, you know, and you ride your bicycle down, because I don't want to bike uphill
No.
for mountain biking.
No.
I want to go downhill.
Yeah.
But easy. I want an easy trail.
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful there. And there's a lake at the bottom of it. Yeah. It's gorgeous there in the summertime. But everybody goes for skiing. They don't ever really go in the summer. But I was there in the summer for a festival that I went to for yoga.
Oh, okay.
And it was gorgeous. And all these people were riding their bikes down. And then the ski lifts flipped.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The seats up and the bikes go on.
Oh.
And there's a person at the top that gets your bike off and you get on the seat behind it and you ride up from your bike. And so the ski lifts turns into a mountain biking lift.
Wow.
Yes, please.
That's crazy.
It would be so much fun.
So fun.
Anyway. And then in Ohio, there's actually three quarries that are crystal clear and that are meant for swimming and diving.
Okay.
And I'm super scared to learn how to scuba dive.
Okay.
But I would really like to.
Yeah. And that could be a perfect place.
Yes. And so these are the perfect. So there's Nelson Ledges Quarry, Gilboa Quarry, and White Star Quarry here in Ohio that are perfect for dives, but also have little beaches. So if I wanted to go up and just see them, I could.
Yeah.
And kind of see what it was like. But there are places that you can learn how to do that. And then the others were all gardens. They were like really beautiful botanical gardens.
Yeah.
One of them is in Pittsburgh. So when we take Haley to move in, that's what this says. Visit Pittsburgh Botanical Gardens when we move Haley in for college because she's going to Pittsburgh University of Pittsburgh. And it's like 460 acres of these beautifully manicured gardens that you just walk through. And I'm like, what a beautiful. And then like a weekend stroll with coffee through Inniswoods Park. So appreciate the flowers. Right. That's right here in Ohio, in Columbus. But it's really so beautiful. Close. But we don't ever go. You know, that's the thing. It's like, I don't really go over to Inniswood very often, but it is stunning.
It is beautiful. I love it.
And so appreciating the things that are close to you. You know, I think that there's that's the other problem is that we we just kind of pass by the ones that are right next to us sometimes and don't appreciate them every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if Stan and I got up on a Saturday and didn't have anything to do, why not take the dog over there with a coffee and stroll through that park?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there a better thing? Is it a worse thing that could do? I mean, it's so much beautiful things to just slow down and see. So that's part of my list. What about yours? Keep going.
Let's do my nature ones.
Yeah.
My nature ones.
Yeah.
Because they can really be, the rest of my list is categorized as three things. Spiritual, nature, unhinged. I'm going to go through.
But all under travel and adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. Because spiritual is a whole different category that we're getting to.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did see that some of these could overlap, but still like an adventure physical.
Right.
So the rest of my nature ones, some of them are unhinged in nature. So I'll say those are the unhinged category. I want to see the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Specifically Forks, where Twilight was. Forks. Is its own, like it has like all these places where you can see all the things from Twilight.
So that's awesome.
I really want to go there. See a concert at Red Rocks Park in April.
It's incredible.
Foraging in Washington. State. Cruise to Alaska.
Oh, nice.
Hike the Zion National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Visit Big Sur, California. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mount
Shasta is not even on mine, but I definitely want to do that.
We have to.
Yeah.
So
see, you guys, you add to it all the time.
Visit the Versailles Gardens in France.
Yeah. Yeah. It was incredible.
Kayak in the Puerto Rico's Bioluminescent Bay.
Oh, that's also on mine.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Hike the Inca Trail in Peru.
Yes.
The Maldives.
Because you should. Yes.
Snorkel and Fiji.
Uh-huh.
See the pyramids.
See the pyramids are on mine.
So those
Bali,
are more of
Bali
like
is my, also on mine.
I almost put that on mine.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Eat, Pray, Love movie. I would like to experience that. And
I tried to watch it 2 days ago because I was inspired by all of this. And I was like, I need to watch Eat, Pray, Love again. And I couldn't. I had to rent it.
Oh, I was like,
and I'm like, I'm not going to rent it. But
I bought it on Apple TV. It's one of my comfort movies.
Yeah.
I watch it all.
I should buy it on Apple TV.
Tuscan Sun.
Yeah. Love that movie because, too.
Like the travel and like the experience of like.
And then they end up staying. And yes. Yeah. That's it. I dream of that. But at the same time, I realized that I really, truly do love to have an anchor back at home and family. Yeah. So I don't. As much as I say I would love to, I was actually triggered the other day by Stan saying we should go and retire in Morocco. I think it was Portugal. It's Portugal. Portugal. And I was like, I don't even know you. I don't know. And I had to sit with that. And I didn't say anything to him. And I immediately started defending it. And I was like, we just bought this place. We're supposed to be making it magical for our family. And you want to go live somewhere else out of the country? What? Like, I immediately was defensive of it. And he was like, for a few months a year, I'm not saying. Like, you just said we should buy a place there. And he was like, an apartment.
Yeah.
You know, like what he's realizing through his last two trips to Italy, definitely with his last one with his daughter, with Haley, is that Europe is so much smaller than the US. Yeah. And so you can get to really cool places within a train ride really quickly. And it just makes you realize how vast the United States is. Like, we take up a lot of space. And people that live in Europe are like, oh, I'm going to the East Coast, but I'm going to come and see you in California. I thought I'd just rent a car. And they don't understand
that it's
a four-day travel.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's not doable, really. Yeah. Just make sure you think about that, you know? And so what he's realizing is that if you have a base in any of those countries, really, you can kind of get wherever you want to pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it would be a cool place to explore. I'm not opposed. If we had an Airbnb of some kind or in a foreign country, I would be totally cool with that. But I immediately was like, so triggered by it. Like, I had to sit with it. And I'm like, it's so strange, the things that we get triggered by. Yeah. And I was like, no, I totally love travel and I would absolutely be okay with that for a couple of months, you know? But at the end of the day, I miss my kids and I miss my grandbabies and I, you know, like I really require that touch point to come back to and be a part of that life. But yeah, I'm also up for the adventure. So
I do think that is more of a masculine trait to talk about, oh yeah, well, I'll just pick up and move here. And it's like, every dude I know has said this to me, and I'm like, okay, listen to me. You have like a life and responsibilities.
Yeah.
You can't just like peace out on it. But I think it's also like the dreamer and the doer versus the caretaker and the empath.
Right.
Like, it's interesting that seems to be.
It's a nice mix, I will say. I would say without Stan, I would probably travel way less.
Yeah.
Because I would stay in my practical brain and not wanting to disappoint people and not wanting to give up on my responsibilities. Yep. And he's like, hey, we're going during these dates. He just did it. And we're going in July. And I was like, okay. But I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
But I wouldn't have planned any more vacations for us this year. I wouldn't be practical. Like,
yeah.
I went to Myrtle Beach and he went to Italy. And, you know, like, that's it. And he's like, no, I really – and we're driving and we're taking the boat and we're putting it in a couple – like, it's a low-key, low-expense vacation. Yeah. I'm so grateful that we're doing it. But I wouldn't have planned that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so it's a nice balance between the two. And I do think that we could retire to somewhere warm for a couple of months in the winter. I could see wintering somewhere away from the family to be in a more sunny, getting out of the cold, dark dampness of Ohio for the wintertime. I can see that and coming back for holidays and different things. I understand why people do it.
Right.
But that's different down in Florida. That's a 2-hour flight.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Yep.
Portugal's a whole nother, you know, that's across the pond. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big commitment to get back and forth from. So I was like, I think that's why I was triggered. I was like, that seems far away from home. Yeah. To be living there? What are you talking about? But
any like unhinged things on your list? Any things that you're like, this is kind of out there, but I want to do it?
Not under travel and leisure. I think a lot of these are unhinged. I don't think most people would want to go to that park in China. You know, like, it's real scary looking.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to have a hard time convincing my husband to do it.
Yeah.
If you are in the least bit wiggly about heights, yeah, this is not a spot for you. Like, there's swing bridges going across, like, yeah, deep canyons and stuff. And
is there anything that you felt, like, really called to do by yourself on your list?
Not necessarily alone. Yeah. None of it I felt like I couldn't do with somebody else. Right. You know what I mean? Or change my experience.
That you would want to do just by yourself.
I've never thought about it like that. I didn't really think about it like that. I'd have to look at it again and say, did you?
I mean, there's some things on here I don't imagine people would want to go. Some of my more out there things would be see aliens at Joshua Tree. I don't know if I'm going to see them, but I think I have a good chance there. So I would like to do that. Go to Greece and sing the entire Mamma Mia soundtrack while I'm there.
I'm in.
I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? With this voice of an angel of a generation?
I mean, come on.
Visit the Trixie Motel in Malibu?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to
I really thought that you would want to guest DJ at certain places that you'd want to go, like to LA.
I mean, I'm going to be really busy attending the Telluride Mushroom Festival.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's that. Bighorn Medicine Wheel. So I think we should do this one together. Yeah. So it's in Wyoming. Mm. Okay, so it's an ancient stone structure, and it's for healing, and it's used for ceremonial purposes and vision quests by Native American tribes. Mm.
I would love that.
Very cool.
Again, y'all, there's not much that I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna
yeah, do let's do that. Like, go to New Orleans and eat food and find witch doctors and just listen to music.
Dude, it's the funnest thing ever.
Like, I would love to go there. Go to Salem during Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's just so many things that, like, visit the haunted forest in Romania.
That might be a solo trip for you.
Carry it with me. It's HOIABACIU forest. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Roswell, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Alien crash site. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Totally in.
Dracula's castle in Romania.
I would go to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, in you know, like, I know if you've listened to our previous podcast by this point, you will have heard me talk to Carrie about this. I want to go to the Vatican City because they're holding some crazy secrets there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to meet someone who's an exorcist. I want to somehow get in the catacombs and know all the ancient weird shit of the Catholics.
Oh.
It's not there for
that is some unhinged. That's some unhinged shit right there.
Yeah, I want to like find some long lost document.
I've been to the Vatican and it is so locked down, dude.
I understand this is unreasonable, but it's what I want.
So, it is so fucking protected and locked
why?
Down.
Why?
Why? Well, we know why. We know why. And you also look around if you do any other tours there and you'll be like, oh, that was thieved by the Catholics. That was thieved by the Catholics. Oh, they took all, they stripped that monument of all of its marble and took it to the Vatican. Like, and so when you walk in the Vatican, you go, oh, here's all the wealth and riches. It's been stripped from every other city around Rome.
Like, there's so many weird shit. Like, I want to go there just to, like, be like, what?
It's insane.
Is this?
It's insane.
So I think that's, like, part of, like, the travel adventure for me versus, like, spirituality per se or, like.
No, you want to see weird shit.
I want to see weird shit. Like, yeah. I want to go to weird places. Yeah. I think I missed it on here. Another thing that I seriously want to do, and it's not even that far from here, is attend the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference.
Oh, my God. That would be hysterical. Have you been following the AI Bigfoot thing that somebody's been doing on Instagram?
No, no. I'm annoyed by it already.
It's just making Bigfoot, like, this entity that is just a normal person. Like, a normal. It's
you AI nerds, leave Bigfoot out of this.
It's hysterical. Like, he experiences ayahuasca, and this one with squirrels on his back, and his eyes are bloodshot. I was like, oh my God. It's really funny. It's kind of funny, but you might enjoy it. But if you're really into Bigfoot, you probably won't think it's funny.
That's what I'm saying. But going to the Smoky Mountain Bigfoot Conference, that's not even far.
No, no. The Smoky Mountains are gorgeous.
They have, like, all. It's, like, legit. Like, they have speakers. They have presentations. You go out for a hunt. to find him. You're not hunting him. You just like go try to find him.
Try to find him. Yeah.
The merch alone, I would be thrilled.
This fucking cracks me up.
So anywhere, like that's why, like, okay, if you go to Roswell, all the alien shit.
Yeah.
That's there in general and just in general.
Right.
I almost put Nome, Alaska on my list, but I am a little bit too afraid of that because they have the most FBI visits out of any other place in the country. And it is probably because there's a lot of disappearances there. One, because indigenous people.
Yeah.
But two, alcoholism.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Wow. Because of the rampant alcoholism, because of how dark it is all the time.
Sad.
Also, though, there's been a trillion alien sightings, but you can't. But the thing is, the naysayers, if you will, are like these people are hammered all the time. Of course, there's like the Northern Light, and like it's dark all the fucking time. Of course, they've seen aliens.
The naysayers, they're just hallucinating on booze.
And I'm like, no, they are drunk because they have to be because of the aliens.
They've all clearly been abducted. And they're trying to deal with their trauma.
So I'm going to find out for myself what I'm also supposed to do. So there's a lot of places like that on my list. And I'm like, okay. Like Joshua Tree. So many people have said they've seen aliens there.
Mine is going to the ice caves in Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
And then Northern Lights. I'd really like to see the Northern Lights. Yeah. I'd like to sleep like those open-air igloo things. Not an open air, but, you know, the clear sky. So you sleep underneath the Northern Lights. And that's on mine. That kind of stuff. But yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. And then half the stuff that you talked about, like this process also made me realize how many things I've already done.
Yeah.
Right. Like how blessed I've been in my lifetime to do and see the things that I've gotten to do and see.
Yeah.
And it's really incredible to sit and do the list and go like, oh, no, I've done that. And I've done that. And I've seen that. And I've done that. And I'm like, wow. Like I've done a lot of cool shit. And I think we forget some of that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so making this list was really a reminder of, like,
It boils it down to, like, what really is important to you.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, like I said, mine were in categories for sure. Like, okay, hiking, weird shit, spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what I want to do. Now, like you mentioned earlier, 10 years ago, that version of me didn't exist that would pick most of these places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was all there, but buried under a lot of other shit.
Right. Right.
You know, I wouldn't have picked half of these.
Yeah. Yeah. And most of mine are immersions in nature.
Yeah.
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those people that I've done the touristy thing, right? I've gone to Rome. I've seen the ruins. I don't like those cities. I want to see it and I want to experience it. I would go see it again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't not go.
Yeah.
I would much rather meet up with a family that lives in Rome.
Yeah.
And stay with them.
Yeah.
And eat like them.
Yeah.
And talk to them about their family history there.
Yeah.
And really immersed in their culture of a family experience there and not what all the tourists see. You know what I mean? Like some of that, but also I love being immersed in somebody's culture. And you just don't get that when you just do all the touristy shit.
For sure.
So I like traveling like that, where there's experiences where you can be immersed, which is why I picked the elephant thing, the sanctuary, is that that's not where people go. That's not the places that all the tourists are at.
Right.
Now you can take day trips and go see those things, but it would be cool to come back to that sanctuary and spend that time with those people and hear about what their struggles are and what they need and, you know, and I just think that's where the soul of those countries live, you know, and you get to hear all the stories of why they need a sanctuary and all, you know, all the history of their people. And you get to really know the local people there, the people that you're hanging out with. So I enjoy that piece of it a lot. If we get the opportunity to do that, I've always enjoyed like if we have a really cool guy that spends a lot of time with us somewhere or asks us to do something else with them afterwards, mm-hmm. or, you know, yeah. like those are the cool people that you want to know and hang out with, you know? So I've really always enjoyed that.
You know, when I went to Costa Rica for work, it was to onboard new hires.
Yeah.
That live there.
Right.
And it was interesting. Myself and Haley asked them like where they would go.
Right.
And they had all these places and all like, yeah, people go to this beach, but go to this beach.
Yes.
Go on this hike.
We
you know?
Always asked that. Yeah.
And
yeah.
we weren't able to do any of that because we were on a very, we didn't have a vehicle and we were working, you right. know, so right. we couldn't, but it's just like, that's really where you learn the most important
Yeah.
places that you've never thought to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also think it's just such a privilege to be able to go to touristy places too and see things.
Of course. Of course.
You know, that's in history books and stuff. And
yes.
So I think it's
important. Yeah. I've got to tour the Colosseum twice. You know, yeah. like I've been there and I've got to do it. And like it is so steeped in history and also really sad.
Yeah.
And that's another problem for me is that yeah. I absorb all of that energy and I'm like, this is really sad.
Yeah.
like, yeah. Human history across the world is the same, and yeah. it is violent and it is destructive and in a lot of ways. But the beauty lives with the regional people. That's yeah. why I like to experience that balance right. is that the beauty is with the people.
Totally.
And so that's although we can, you know, we rape and pillage and plunder, you know, still these people, the Naples, Italy, those people are so innately proud of their city.
Yeah.
Like fiercely,
yeah.
you know, they're so loyal. They're not super accepting. If you weren't right. born and raised in Naples, you're not yeah. one of us, you know, like yeah. they're innately like ingrained in that city.
Yeah.
And their history and their, who they are and what they offer. And
yeah.
And that's cool when you get to know that, you yeah. know, like that's the other side of it, of all of this. When you, there's a commonality in all of these things. And honestly, some of these stories, I don't understand how people can even believe some of the things they believe after you hear the actual history of these yes. places. You yeah. know, like you're like, Hopefully. Okay, this is clearly not
yeah.
been represented well in the world. You know, like it's just eye opening. And if anybody who can travel should, because I do think that it really helps you understand history and understand humans and understand the world and be more empathetic and sympathetic to.
Yeah.
Others that aren't like us, you. Yeah. you know? And
well,
it's really
that's the problem
experience.
Is when you bubble yourself into yeah. everyone that's just like you, you continue yeah. to make the same mistakes and culturally, and that's the case as well. But I think it's also interesting. We have interviewed many, many women.
Yeah.
Almost all of them from here, except for one, Canada.
Right.
And it's just like everybody's story is so beautiful and you have something to learn from everybody. So it's like, if I go to this big book convention in the Smokies, I'm going to meet some people.
You're going to meet people and they're going to have some cool stories.
And instead of, and you know, when I said this to Noah that I wanted to do this, you know, he was not surprised. And I just thought like, there are so many people that would look at a convention like that and be like, oh, you're going to meet some crazy fucking people who are Looney Tunes.
Right.
You know, and it's like, instead of going in with that mindset of like, these people don't know they're crazy. These people are so passionate about an entity that they believe that roams through the Rocky Mountains.
Uh-huh.
That they have dedicated their lives to looking for it, searching for it.
They put together a conference.
They put together a conference. They have talks. They have classes.
Yeah.
They love this thing. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And just who cares what they're saying is real or not? Who cares?
No.
Listen to them be passionate.
We get so caught up. And I loved our last guest. Tio talked about the truth finding, right? That everybody yeah. has their truth.
Yep.
I love that. And it helps you just listen to people and be like, man, that's cool. That's yeah. cool that you're so passionate about that piece of it, right? So in many of our other episodes, whether you believe in human design, astrology, aliens, fairies, ghosts, afterlife.
Yeah.
All of it, right? Yeah. Like whether you believe it or not.
Yeah.
The fact that people do believe in it is part of their story and it's beautiful.
Just listen.
It doesn't have to be right and wrong.
No.
It doesn't have to be for you. It's just for them.
To yeah. listen to them This mushroom conference that takes place, I think it's in California. I forget where it is, but it's the largest mushroom convention. Okay. Huge festival. People are dressed head to toe as mushrooms. But they also have foraging in the middle of it. And they also have psychedelic trips during it. Like, there's all these things, and it's the biggest in the world. All these people come to celebrate mushrooms.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Whoa.
It would be cool just to experience that. And that's who I am. I'm like, these people are so passionate that, you know, same thing with voodoo in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
It is. I just love the experience of that. Regardless whether I take it away and say, I believe that at the end, it is irrelevant to me.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
I just go and I'm like, tell me about it. Yeah. What do you believe? Show me that. Right. And where did the history of this start? How did this start? Like, hearing about that and how people get passionate about it and what they believe and what these little pieces of things represent and how they can use these things. And it's the same. It's the same as Wiccan. It's the same as, you know, all these things, you know, crystals for somebody who's spiritual, all the things.
Yeah.
Right. It's all intertwined. And I love that. It's what Tia said about it. We're all part of the same picture. Just sometimes our puzzle pieces aren't right next to each other.
Yeah.
So we have a hard time understanding how they fit together.
Yeah.
But I love hearing about all the puzzle pieces.
Oh,
you and I share that. We love it. Tell me about it.
All about it.
We really hope you guys start making these lists with us.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is we're doing this all through November, December.
Yeah.
Every week, 1 through 8.
Right.
Okay. If you want to participate, please share your list with us.
Yes.
You can literally just write it in a note, take a screenshot, send it to us.
Yes.
You can make it cute, put it in Canva, and every like you mentioned, like hang them up in your house. Yep. Like, send us your list so we can celebrate with you.
Yes.
And we can share them to our stories. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to, you know, if you don't want your name in there anywhere, but share those with us so we can all celebrate and see
inspire each other. Yeah. You know, like just some of the things that you put on your list. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I would totally add those to my list, you know? Yeah. So that's the point of it, is to get people excited to share the list, to print your list, to keep modifying your list, also to check your list off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then at the end of your life, looking back, it could be like, wow, I did all these cool things.
Yeah.
And there was more, but I didn't get time for it because I had all these other beautiful experiences in my life. And that's great. And that's really what it's meant to do, is like a roadmap of sorts when you get lost or you feel like you're flailing. And I think all of us feel that at times in our life, that we're off course, need a course correction. Things don't feel quite right. I'm out of touch with self. This can be a roadmap of, I know it's things, but as we get into it, some of the other stuff, this is more fun and playful, but some of the other stuff is about community and about your self-discovery and about family and about all the things that are much more connectedness. So,
and I would say too, this is a good time because the new year will about to start when we wrap this up.
Yep.
And we'll have one final episode wrapping up our year before 2026. And I just want you to think about, like, if you write this list of 300 things, in no rush, it can maybe take you a lot longer, but you have it done by the spring.
Right.
When the actual new year starts.
Yeah.
And you're ready to blossom and ready to start doing these things. Like, give yourself those 3 or 4 months to really think about these things and let it help shape your year.
I will tell you guys, I did this list and then my husband surprised me with this trip.
Yeah.
Two of the things on my list we're doing.
That's awesome.
Two of them.
Yeah.
He didn't know about this list yet.
That's crazy. On your lap. So if anyone wants to take me to the Bigfoot convention, I will be available.
I want to go. I love the Smokies. Let's do it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, until next time, stay tuned. And we hope you're going to have fun with this list like we are.
Yeah. Share it with everybody that you think would participate with you and participate with us. We hope to have a ton of fun with this, you guys. So please tag us, share it. We look forward to it.
Awesome. Love you.
Love you. You are so reason why. You are so
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.